This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I can't believe it's August, but you got the Robert Scott Bell Show, so it's all good. Everything's just right. Today on the show, it's you being Super D, and then, well, we're going to go quantum physics if you missed last week. There's an interesting Dr. Jerry's going to join us in hour two, but for now, I want to kick into gear conversationally with my brother, my humble and lovable producer that's been through so much recently. You know, I've been talking about him as far as the COVID experience he had. And he tells me just the other day he actually mowed the lawn. And he's still alive! He's alive! Super D!
Yesterday I mowed the lawn. And then I just laid down.
Yeah, that was it. I was done right after that.
That was it. That was what my energy level was capable of. So,
you know, the litmus test, of course, and I, you know, we've been vocal on the air about it, talking about you and saying how, you know, Super D, can you get out and walk a little? Go with your wife to the Y. Do something, right? And I just look at, not to brag, humble brag, my fitness level.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, they're litmus. I'm just throwing this out there for this reason. Like, how do you measure, you know, your progress in terms of recovery? Obviously, you going out there to mow the lawn and you're still alive and breathing, that's a big accomplishment. Just a week
Yay!
Or two ago, right?
It sounds so lame, really. I mean, it does.
But
it's
knowing what you've been through, I don't think it's lame.
Hercules.
Yeah. Exactly. But I'm just here now. Again, everybody's experience is different, right? We got this place where, you know, it's about, well, it's a big lawn. We've been trying to convert the lawn, as much of it as we can, to growing food, right? So every time I do that, it's great. It's like, oh, less lawn to mow. It's great. But think about when I started this at the new place, it was like, I could feel it after I had accomplished whatever amount of the lawn that I mowed. I tried to get my son to do half of it, right? And I'm like, afterwards, I'm like, okay, that was a lawn, right? Yeah. But now as I'm mowing the lawn, I can do the whole thing, and I'm not even winded. Please believe me, I'm saying this not to brag. It's just recognizing. I look back. I was asking my wife, when did I start going to the gym? And apparently it was like a
right,
like
so
13 months ago when I really started.
Let's clarify something. Yeah. The lawnmower that you use.
Yeah.
What kind of lawnmower is it?
It's a gas mower, push mower. Yeah.
And does it have what's that thing where if you pull the lever, it like has like drivetrain in it.
If you squeeze one of the things,
right,
then it'll start spinning the front wheel a little
bit. Okay. All right. So we have basically the same type of lawnmower.
Yeah.
And I'll admit, when I've mowed the lawn before, it wasn't a big deal because it has that, you know, compared to like when I was a teenager, I had one of those. All the other kids in the neighborhood had gas mowers or electric mowers. I had one of those super old school ones that you had to like actually push it to make the blade spin, you know, type thing.
Oh, whoa. That's the thing on a side.
You know,
right?
It's like the one caveman used, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was them. But so you and I have the same lawnmower.
Yeah.
I'll say this because it has the self, you know, driving thing like that.
Yeah.
Did really wind me much.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it didn't really, but you know, it's just I'm still bouncing back.
Still recovering.
You know, I mean, I am. So it's like
yes, yeah. Well, the point is, that you've recovered quickly, even though you're not all the way back yet. But I'm just pointing out that the time it took me to get to where I could do almost half an acre, not literally, but, you know, close to that, and feel like that was nothing. That didn't happen the first time I did it. And I know this is sort of, is almost trite to say, oh, of course it takes effort, of course. But I'm just acknowledging a year plus back into my real intense, you know, strengthening my body again, since I had that broken bone in my hand when I was going to start a year earlier and that delayed everything. Right. That I've also now seen the fruits of my, what, I wanted to gain weight. You know, a slight breeze.
Have you been eating more, Robert?
I have a little bit, but not that much.
I'm proud of you. How much weight have you gained?
Well, I'm up to 144 point something.
And what was it before?
Well, remember when I started, I was down around 137. It was ridiculous. It was embarrassing.
So you've gained
like 8 pounds of muscle. Seven or eight pounds of muscle. Yeah.
That's good.
But it wasn't as quick as I wanted it to be. That's what I'm saying. Is like, I'm thinking, hey, I'm working out. I should be that weight. And it was like slow, steady, incremental. I'd go up. I'd come a little down, go up. But now, and again, I went on this trip to Columbus, Ohio, and my friend Michelle Cotterman with Health Freedom Ohio and her husband's just a brilliant chef originally from Mexico. And he prepared, like, I don't know how many animals. Like cow stuff, right? And steaks and stuff. I'm like, I ate that weekend. I came home. I was like, dude, I gained weight. Oh, yeah, I remember. You got to eat that stuff to gain weight. Yeah, oh, yeah. All organic grass-fed, yeah.
You prepared a bunch of animals?
Cow. You prepared
a bunch of cows?
I just want PETA to get mad.
He cooked you a bunch of beef. Oh, yeah, that's for, yeah. Vegans. We're going to be talking vegans.
We're going to be talking about
in this hour. Yeah.
Yeah, even meat eaters are going to want to become vegans after what we discussed. So the awake ones.
Maybe. So
where I wanted to go with that is, this is great. The first day of August, you know, you can feel kids are starting to gear up to go back to school in America. It's crazy already. It's just too soon. But I wanted to talk about, obviously, we've got to talk about the mandatory so-called experimental jabs, okay? Mm-hmm. And I talk with my wife about this, and I just say, honey, how is it people don't see through how obvious this is? It's an experimental type of technology. It's not even a traditional vaccine for those that are all into that, or even if you have a little suspicion about it, whatever. And, you know, we were talking with a very nice man. He's a religious leader in our community. And he came over to visit and, you know, just the nicest man. And we were talking about this because my wife was concerned and said, hey, this area we're in, you know, I know you may not be aware, but they're talking about mandatory vaccines. She's talking on the federal level, right? Biden and stuff. They're saying they're knocking on doors. And I'm like, honey, this is the last place they're going to be coming. Everybody's so well armed here. But despite the fact, my wife wanted to relate this. OK, so she did. And he's like, he didn't really understand the context because he didn't pay attention to that kind of news. But he knows our position on the vaccine. He said, look, I don't have time to do the research on this, right? I don't have time to do the research on a lot of things. So I look to people that I trust or rely upon, and when they say it's good, then I feel good about it. And then he said, I did, and my family did. Okay? Now, there was this, I guess, an acknowledgement that most people don't do what we do, and that is dig deep on subject matter that we feel is so important to the life and health of ourselves, much less everybody, that we're not going to wait for somebody that we look up to as a leader, whether they be religious, scientific, medical, or otherwise, to tell us it's okay, we're just going to do it because they say so. It's not in my nature to do it, and Super D, I know it's not in yours. You're a critical thinker. You got to go, I'm just not going to do it because you say it's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just that reminder, if you will, that where are most people? Most people don't do what we do. Most people don't dig deep on the subject. Or if we go to experts, ask tough questions, you know, and find out what do they really know versus what they say they're comfortable with, right? Belief versus knowledge or something. And it was an interesting reminder in that sense, because there wasn't any anger, animosity, or hatred at all, you know, to the guys. It's just a sweet man, and yet he made a choice, and he explained why he made the choice. And so I got to remember, too, that a lot of people are like that. They're like, you know what, I just can't research that. It's just not my area. I don't have any number of reasons. I'm just going to go with what somebody tells me. So here we are in the land of authoritarianism, where people are making, I'm not going to say excuses, but this is just their M.O. I just rely on authority to tell me what's going on. And, of course, a lot of the authorities are so messed up, they don't even know. And you're not, you realize that what we've found out is that the authorities are not relying on, quote-unquote, real science. They're basically saying, we believe, we think, da-da-da-da-da, and they're just saying stuff. And we're the ones going to the science and going, well, it doesn't say that. I know you believe that, but that's not validated. And so I guess we're just stubborn. We just don't want to believe, or it's not about wanting to believe. It's just like, I'm just not going to listen to people that just say it. I want to go find out for myself.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's that's me.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I guess, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's, you know, got their reasons and stuff like that. But, you know, I think it's a good thing that, you know, there are people out there that aren't willing to just follow orders, right?
Right.
But
right.
This is not the military. You know, I got to know what it is. And, you know, that kind of, it's funny because there was a question that we had from a listener that was asking about the experience that I went through.
Right.
And one of her questions was, in hindsight, does Super Don wish that he had been vaccinated?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was the question.
And it was, it's like, you know, I will be perfectly honest with you. Mm-hmm. I do not want to go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, I really wish that I had done something mm-hmm. to better protect myself.
Right.
But that doesn't automatically mean vaccination. I'm irritated that I didn't do enough
mm-hmm.
to keep myself yeah. from getting sick.
From being vulnerable.
But that does not mean that I wish I had run out and gotten vaccinated. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Because yeah. that's not the only option there is.
That's a good point.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's other options that are available there.
Dude, that's a great point. And that if someone were to ask you that question, as they did, it's a broader question that you went to. It's like, do I wish I would have done something differently or more? And that's
I wish I had taken it. Right. Here's I guess probably, and this is probably maybe a teachable moment mm-hmm. for some people if they choose just to see it this way. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish I had taken it more seriously,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there are a lot of people
yeah.
that talk about this that have not been through it. Maybe they don't know anybody who has. Mm-hmm. And so they just assume that it's not a big deal, whatever it is. And again,
right.
I don't want to
yeah.
get involved in
no,
that.
No,
Somebody else can go to. But
yeah.
but there is something that people get. Okay. Whether it's coronavirus or COVID-19 or.
I personally don't give a flip what people call it. We talk about
either.
The reality of the symptoms and what to do
either.
To remediate it. Look,
but
we're up on our first break.
Okay.
And this is great discussion, folks. This is really good. We've got a few stories in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got some questions of the day we're going to get to as well. Thanks for being here. You can always go to robertscottbell.com/listen 24/7. We've got a chat room for you as well. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So the question is, you know, when we're dealing with any, let's say, outward manifestation of severe, intense symptoms like Superdon went through, whether people define it as COVID or not, we're not hung up on the labels. We're just acknowledging what you went through. Mm-hmm. Pretty much checked all the boxes of what they say it is, maybe barring a few things, okay? And we have compassion for people that have suffered. It's never been something that I've denied in terms of the reality that some people do get sick. Some people get very sick. Some people and I've described my experience with my family. We had some of the symptoms that were apparent to whatever this is, and they were mostly mild and just annoying. Your situation wasn't so just mild and annoying.
No, I was one of those. I was one of those, right? You know, one of those ones that you hear about. And so, you know, as I was saying before we went to break, I have a respect for whatever this thing is that's going around. Okay. Yeah. Let's just call it COVID just for argument's sake.
Sure.
And so my message to people that what I would say that the learning, what I've learned from this, and I think the takeaway should be, is do everything you can do to make sure that you do not get what it was that I got. Please, okay? You don't want to experience this. It sucks. Yeah. It's 3 weeks later, because I think it was the 6th is when I first began getting the symptoms of this, of last month. And I'm still feeling, you know, symptoms from this, and I'm still recovering from this. You don't want this. So do everything you can to build up your immune system and protect yourself from getting this.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you have to run out and get the vaccine.
No, okay. It's an acknowledgement of the
if you want to, go for it. It's your choice.
Freedom is what we support.
Do whatever it is you know. And if you don't know, then find out what you can do in order to protect yourself from this. Get yourself a freaking nebulizer.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one a little too late.
Yeah.
I think it did help me, but it didn't help me with the prevention part of things.
Right. It was reactive.
They're not that expensive. I picked one up off of Amazon for $60.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well
not
worth
that expensive.
It to have, because yeah. We've used ours over the years with the kids, coughs and things. But, you know, that's a big part of the show. That we do. And I remember back in February of 2020 when this was just starting to break out, and I was like, all right, here's the thing. We weren't playing along with what they claimed it was, but regardless, we're going, all right, if these are the things that are manifesting, here's the things to do. Remember we put that article out and we just, it was like pegged to the top of the page, even our
and
Facebook.
So shame on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shame.
I'm not gonna pile on super deep, because also teachable moments. We have these experiences. So.
You know, hopefully maybe, you know, what it is that I went through here not only has just humbled me, but might help somebody else, you know, take this thing seriously, because, you know, most people it doesn't seem to really do stuff to, but if you set yourself up and think you're bulletproof at 52 like you were when you were 20, maybe you're being just a little too cocky.
So here we got, come back around to the authoritarianism discussion. And authoritarianism requires people to subject themselves to authority. Now, if you talk about it in a religious context, of course, you humble yourself before God, or however people would perceive to do that, or even perhaps a religious leader. But, you know, I've always been one that said, you know what? Humans are fallible. I'm fallible. I'm not just going to blindly follow somebody, even if they claim to be a religious leader. That doesn't mean I won't have respect or even reverence if they really do great work. But I'm just not going to, because they do, like what we know of the vaccine or the so-called vaccine, it doesn't matter if somebody that I respect within my religious belief spectrum does it. It doesn't change my mind just because of that. I need a little bit more, or a lot more, is the point. But we've got politicians that are playing a good game of, we're for freedom. We believe in the Constitution. We believe your body, your choice, my body, my choice. And this guy, Ted Cruz, boy, what a piece of work he is. He's all over the map. There's a headline at Business Insider, Ted Cruz says the vaccine mandate is authoritarianism, but he supports them in Texas. This is classic hypocrisy, folks. And I'm not just picking on Ted Cruz here. Just about everybody that is Republican that says, I don't believe in the vaccine mandate, it's your choice, we're not going to mandate it, pretty much supports mandatory vaccines when it comes to school, like all the usual ones, the MMR, the DPT, the polio, all of that. And I think that's the basis for this, and I think it's a fair assessment. I don't think this is piling on. I'm not a Ted Cruz hater, per se. We've never been super fans of him.
I think he's kind of a douche, personally.
Yeah, we both sort of agree with that. I mean, there's certain things we'll go, all right.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, no, he's right about some things. But that's normal. We'll do that about somebody on the political left if we agree on
something. He is a good conservative Republican. Let's just put it that way.
But
he overdoes it. He overdoes it.
Filled with hypocrisy. And let's... Yeah. On the other side of this break, we may break it down a little bit more. Also, we want to shout out to our friends in Great Britain, still wearing masks. And we also have a question of the day from Great Britain as well on colitis. So that's coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Internal documents from the CDC show dangers are emerging from the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Evidence shows it's as contagious as chickenpox and may be more dangerous than other versions. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
We are fighting the same virus, but a virus that's become fitter and better adapted to transmitting amongst us. That's the change.
Ryan says this is a fight that can be won.
Vaccines and all of the other measures still remain hugely effective if applied in a comprehensive, fair, equitable, and rapid manner.
CDC documents that were obtained by the Washington Post are recommending masks for everyone, and requiring vaccine for doctors and other health workers are among the measures that are being considered. In the CDC guidance heading, it said, "The war has changed." This is USA Radio News. In Tokyo, Caleb Dressel has been setting records on the final day of Olympic swimming. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The United States continued to collect medals on the final day of the Olympic swim meet. Caleb Dressel earned his fourth gold medal of the games when he won the 50-meter freestyle, setting a new Olympic record in the process. Bobby Fink surged on the final lap of the 1,500-meter freestyle to grab another gold, the first for the U.S. in that event since 1984. The women's 4x100-meter medley relay captured a silver medal, just 0.13 tenths of a second behind Australia, who also set an Olympic record with their win. And the men's 4x100 medley relay set a new world record on their way to another gold. Caleb Dressel swam the butterfly leg of that event, claiming his fifth gold medal of the games, and becoming just the fifth swimmer to win five golds at a single Olympics, joining Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Matt Biondi, and East Germany's Kristen Otto. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If anybody's mad at us because they're fans of Ted Cruz, hey, take some CBD and calm down. Just chill. We're equal opportunity offenders, and this isn't about party politics, because neither Super D or me are Republican or Democrat or even Big L Libertarian. I mean, we're freedom people first. We find pretty much all of the politics pretty disgusting, acknowledge it, but we will acknowledge when people from any claimed party, if they say something that we agree, we'll say it. We're not, you know, it's not about the party, so to speak, even though we can generalize fairly well about some of the belief systems of those that ascribe themselves a term like Democrat or Republican. But Cruz, like many others, talking a good game from the Republican Freedom side, going, we're not going to mandate the mask, we're not going to mandate a shot, and then have no problem on the state level mandating all of these shots for school.
All right.
Now, I don't know if they actually queried Ted Cruz on this about what do you believe about religious exemptions for this, or philosophical exemptions, or, you know, medical exemptions. So maybe he believes in those, and that just it didn't go full circle in the article, and that could be the case. But still, the principle of intimidating, mandating, or coercing, or convincing people and not telling them they actually have an out, because that's what happens in most states. How many times have I been like, they say, Robert, how do I not get the vaccine? I'm like, dude, it's right there in your state statutes. It tells you exactly what to do if you don't want one, other than if you're in what? Was it West Virginia, Mississippi, California, New York now, you know, for instance, where they eliminated pretty much every exemption possibility. But the idea that still, I think it's very sound to look at the hypocrisy among those that are saying we believe in your freedom, your body, your choice, but then they don't say anything about the mandates for all the vaccines that come previous to this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, come out outright and say, oh, well, you know, they asked Ted Cruz's people specifically, you know, about that situation, because I think there's like 7 vaccines in Texas that, you know, you have to get, you know, and I get, you know, there's some exceptions, you know, with exemptions and all that kind of stuff like that. But their response was, well, it's been very clear. We've made very clear that he's only got a problem with COVID-19 vaccine exemptions, mandates, not the other vaccines, yeah. You know, so it's kind of like, well, yeah, that doesn't really look good.
Yeah,
you know, it kind of looks like a little bit of political theater going on here.
Well, and then another aspect of our friends on the political right is like they'll oppose HPV vaccine mandates because it somehow violates their sensibility on a certain level or issue. But then they'll go, no, but all the others we're okay with. Right. See, that's hypocrisy to me. That's hypocrisy. So
mandates should be mandates. You know, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if they're mandating a vaccine or mandating pineapples. You know, I mean, it's like the problem should be mandates. Not necessarily what they're mandating.
Right.
I think.
So the point is, these freedom-loving Republicans are also, by and large, authoritarians, with very rare exception. I look at Rand Paul. He's not an authoritarian. He truly believes, because it didn't fall far from the Ron Paul tree, his dad, right, that freedom is fundamental, that you don't mandate. You know, he could believe in the shots, that's fine, but he's not going to stand for a government mandate or prohibit you from in your freedom if you don't get it. So that it exists. The point is, there are some Republicans that are really true believers in freedom, but most are not, as we see on the political left. My body, my choice. Oh, that's only if you want to eliminate a baby growing inside a woman's body. Other than that, it's not your freedom. It's not your body. It's not your choice. So hypocrisy knows no political, spectrum, if you will, limitations on that. So anyway, good point on that. Let's move to the United Kingdom. We are also heard... they rebroadcast us on UK Health Radio, and I appreciate everybody there in England that are fans of the show. And we're going to go to England right now and talk about our British friends. And apparently, according to this article, 95% of British adults are still wearing a mask when they go out.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Didn't they have Freedom Day or something?
Yeah, we're having Freedom Day. I mean, what does it say? The Brits are still scared of breathing? Scared of breathing freely? Is it that Boris and Natasha? What's the guy's
name? Yeltsin.
Yeltsin. I always say that. It's always Boris. The name Boris always indicates.
Now I'm going to draw. Now I'm going to draw a blank. What is
apologies to anybody named Boris out there, but that's been co-opted. That name.
Johnson.
Johnson. No, not Johnson.
Any not special Boris agent? Johnson.
No, Boris.
Yes, it is Boris Johnson.
Is it really?
From
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever, you guys in England. We love you, but I don't care about your prime minister.
Boris Johnson, the guy with the crazy hair.
Yeah. He's like mop top. Anyway, so he says freedom, but not freedom. So where are the Brits in this? Are they actually genuinely afraid to breathe freely? It obviously concerns me. I have family in England, have for many years been visiting over the years, way long time ago now, but the jabs have been more, let's say, coerced into a mandate. I think maybe a larger percentage of the population in England have already received them. How soon will it be before they say, well, you're going to have to get a third jab because we admit now that they don't really work as well as they thought they would? And that leads us to where? Israel? Where, what does it say? 50% of the people of Israel are just
Israel just recently approved the third shot.
That's right.
They're like, hey, you know, Because it's something that's been explored. It's being looked at even here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, here in the States it is. And it's like, I say this is the rock and a hard place that they got. We've had discussions during our weekday show. And by the way, those of you listening to us on GCN or Radio Broadcast Syndicator, we do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, so five additional days, Monday through Friday. And we've been talking about the fact that they're acknowledging what they call breakthrough infections, that just because you got vax doesn't mean you can't spread whatever it is they say you're spreading. And now it's like, we had, what was that guy's name, sportscaster, movie guy, TV guy? I don't remember his name. We played his clip. We had to, you know, bleep out his F-bomb.
Oh, Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, he was so ticked. He was like, I was a hero. You told me I was a hero for getting a shot. Now you're telling me I'm a super spreader. And he's dropping F-bombs. He's so pissed. I'm like, welcome to the party, pal. Like, we've been all over this issue that the vaccine was there was no study designed to show that it would stop transmission, first and foremost. Nor that it would stop the most severe cases. They said it was always designed to say, can we reduce the mild, you know, symptoms? Can we make it a little more mild, right? That's it. That was the study design. And that's where they keep coming up with all the other claims that they're making. They can't cash the check on what they're saying. Again, why we don't trust authorities, because they are not actually utilizing sound science or peer-reviewed medical studies to come to their conclusions. It's wishful thinking. They are engaged in basic religious what would we say, fantasies, if you will, pharmaceutical or otherwise, to substantiate. It's about their beliefs. It's about, I'm a mom, Walensky. I'm a mom, I'm scared, you know, and not to her medical degree at all. Not that that helps her anyway. But so only a half of Israelis, where they went all in on the Pfizer jab, and they've approved the third shot. And they're like, no. So now we're talking about peeling off the willing, the ones that already took it, and you're going to find it harder and harder, even with all the fear porn they got going, to convince more people to keep going with the jabs. At a certain point, they're like, wait, I got the jab so I wouldn't have to get more jabs. I got the jab so I wouldn't have to wear a mask. I got the jab so I wouldn't have to, you know, distance or so that I could travel. And you're telling me none of that is true anymore? No. We told you that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's not new news. So if the Israelis are starting to peel off, that's a good sign. And I think as it will go here in America, too, perhaps in Britain, if they do that, you're like, law of diminishing returns, law of reversed effort. The more you keep pushing this, harder you push, the more people will escape from more star systems will escape from your grasp. Mm-hmm. So I think we're witnessing that now as well.
Well, and it should be. It's worth noting that the latest research, especially on the Pfizer. See, this is the thing. It's confusing because you've got all these vaccines, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the Pfizer vaccine, you've got the Moderna vaccine, you've got the J&J vaccine, you've got the AstraZeneca vaccine, and you've got several that haven't been approved here in this country yet that are blowing around. But here in this country, you've got, I believe, those four, right, mm-hmm. that are still being used. And the latest research that I've seen on the Pfizer vaccine is after 6 months, they're finding that the vaccine protection begins to wane.
Right.
So it's kind of like... Yeah, you know, I think it's inevitable at this point. The more that they do the research on this, it's probably going to show that, you know, if it wanes after 6 months and it goes down to like 84%, then what's going to happen after a year, right?
Right.
Well, so it's going to be an ongoing thing that they're just going to be constantly going, well, now you need to get – it's going to become like the new flu shot.
Right. So welcome.
Even though it's this great mRNA technology that was supposed to be so great. It really sounds like it's not doing much better than the old vaccine technology.
No, not much at all. So, all right. Well, y'all let us know what you think. If you know people that got the first two shots and they're hearing about the booster idea and they're going, now they're becoming hesitant like you or obstinate like you, right? And I'd love to hear from you. RobertScottBell.com. You can submit questions, comments there as well. In fact, this is the time for our questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first question comes from Craig, and of all places, it's the United Kingdom. Craig in the UK. Hi, Craig. He says, hi, Robert. I've been living with ulcerative colitis for a few years now, and I'm on long-term medication, but I'm worried about the long-term effects of taking this. Are there any natural remedies that you would could recommend? Thanks in advance, and kudos to yourself and Super Don for doing the great work, for the great work. Cheers, Craig in the UK. So, Super D, he knows you, so it's not like he's totally new. But if he's asking the question about ulcerative colitis, it feels like he might not be a super long-time listener. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well. That's all right.
Yeah.
So what is it? What is it he's missing here? What is it he has missed that you have talked about in the past that would help with ulcerative colitis?
Well, Craig, if you come on over to robertscottbell.com, on the right-hand side of the page, if you're on your computer, you scroll down, you'll see different banners and things. But before you even get to the banners, there's a little hyperlink that, what does it say, like looking for the Silver Aloe protocol or the gut recovery protocol?
Something right? Like that. Well, let's see. I'm going to go there right now. I'm going to scroll down, and it says right here, looking for the free chapter on Silver Aloe protocol. And underneath that, it says download it here, and you just click on here. Or actually what you can do is right-click on here and save the link as, and you can download the PDF right to your computer.
And that's one of the most, if not the most important chapter, in my humble opinion, of the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with my buddy Ty Bollinger. We've made it for free for now years. It's been up there. So if you somehow missed that, Craig, there you go. Your answer to UC and many inflammatory conditions of the bowel and gut, it's delivery of the bioactive form of silver into the gut with the help of aloe vera juice to drive it past the stomach to do what it does on epithelial tissue. External and internal. What has it done? What does it do? Why does modern medicine use silver? Because it downregulates tissue inflammation locally and upregulates regeneration of healthy new tissue. Now, there are other things you can do in that chapter. That I mentioned some other things. We have talked about the need for silicon or silica as a trace mineral for connective tissue. We've been talking now recently more about copper hydrosol that's coming out in September, but I believe you have sovereign silver available in the United Kingdom, as well as you could probably get aloe. So check out that chapter. Go there, and if you need to, have it ordered from choosetobehealthy.com in the States, and maybe you can ship it to you in England, and you can also get the canned just from Alta Health Products. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Special shout out to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers, CBDNF.com. CBDNF.com. And if you haven't already figured out that we have a weekday show, many of you have already gone to CBDNF.com and signed up to become customers of theirs. Maybe you bought stuff with the code RSB15, including their certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD extract products, topical transdermals, gummies, and everything. Awesome stuff. We utilize it here. And also, they'll send you a little basket of free samples when you just sign up to become a customer, thanks to their support of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And when you do, take a picture of those samples and you, and send it into Superdon, askrsb@gmail.com, askrsb@gmail.com, and then you'll be entered into a contest. We give away some actual full product CBD once a month, which we're going to do again this week coming up, because we just finished a month and we got a lot of cool entries, good potential for winning. Now, let's go to the second question of the day. It's pretty quick to answer, I think. This is from Linda B. Hi, Robert. Welcome back, Superdon. You sound better than ever. Now, I love it when they're hearing your voice, and it's strong. You've mowed the lawn, and you're still alive. It's a low bar, but yes, we'll take it, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Are there any health events in the Northeast, or are we just hopeless here? Thank you. Love to be able to drive.
Yeah, you know what? As far as I understand, you're just hopeless.
Yeah, I think the Northeast is hopeless. That's why I got out when I was a kid. Yeah. So leave now. Especially if in your New York or Boston, get out. Mm-hmm. All right, Linda, we don't know specifically of any events. There have been freedom events all over the country. And if you can plug into, I don't know what the best way to do it. I mean, we have guests that talk about different events that are happening around the country. If there's something happening in the Northeast and we find out about it, or if any of our listeners are in the Northeast and know of some health and health freedom type events, obviously the next one coming up is in Chicago, the Midwest, October 2nd and 3rd. That's the Health Freedom Expo. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. And also Trinity has the TrinitySchool.org, where we promote a lot of good education there as well. But if you can make it to the Chicagoland area, that's not bad. And Nashville. Come on down to Nashville October 22nd, 23rd, 24th for the Truth About Cancer live event. And that's TruthAboutCancer.com. And great, great weekends. I'm going to be at both of those events, and many of our friends will be there too. Hopefully you too, Linda B., and that's the best I can answer on Northeast right now. Get out! Okay, all right, that's mean of me.
Run away!
Speaking about running away, how do you avoid, like, for many people that they claim are anti-vaxxers? You know, we talk about...
this is a great follow-up.
Yeah.
How do you touched on this story.
Now, I don't think it's getting out of something if we really believe in the my body, my choice scenario. That's a libertarian principle, right? But apparently, in certain areas, if you were only a vegan, you'd have an out. What are they
talking
about?
This is the UK. I believe we're still in the UK.
Back in the UK.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, it's protected under their employment law in the UK that you, if you are a vegan, that you can be exempt from mandatory vaccines. Mm-hmm. And so we actually covered this, I don't know, it was a couple days ago, Thursday, Friday, something like that. And apparently it's gotten picked up by a lot of anti-vaxxers in the UK who have now seen the light.
Yes, they're vegans.
They have the aura, the magic glow of veganism that has just consumed them.
Yeah.
And they've now all converted to being vegans. And I think it's funny because what are they going to do in the UK if they say, because they're moving to the mandatory vaccines, just like everybody else in the world is right now. And so if they say, hey, you know, it's mandatory, what are they going to do when somebody comes up and says, well, I'm an ethical vegan? What are they going to do? Well, prove it. Well, how do you prove
are they
gonna, you're an ethical vegan?
In British land, they're probably going to have bobbies coming into your kitchen and checking out what you got in there.
They're check your social media, see if you post any pictures of yourself eating chicken or something in the last week.
Right? Yeah, you better erase them quick.
Yeah, but yeah, apparently this is a loophole in the UK that if you claim to be a ethical vegan, they will not be able to force you to get the vaccine. So, hey, you know what? The vegans have been just really wanting people.
They
to join
got
their
the
cause.
Best recruiting tour
right.
ever.
So look, COVID-19 did it for them.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know who Lawrence Fox is there in the UK, but he says, from this day forward, I shall self-identify as a trans vegan.
Oh, dear.
He says, I will only eat plant-based food from... Wait. Let me read this. I will only eat plant-based food and medium-rare sirloin steaks and chicken, pork scratchings, and salami. Okay. I don't know what that means.
That is somebody being funny.
Okay.
But aside from that, if you continue to scroll down, you see they've got a number of people here on Twitter that are all saying, you know, I am now identifying as vegan. So my question is, where else would something like that apply? Is that something that would apply in the U.S.? I think
we'll have to figure it out, but we're out of time. Everybody, be cheeky and vegan if you want to, but don't get the shot if you don't want to either. The power to heal is yours. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.